Isaiah in the 39th chapter together. Isaiah chapter 39 in our Bibles together. Isaiah chapter 39, and we'll begin our reading in verse number 1. Isaiah chapter 39 and verse number 1. The Bible says, at that time, verse number 1, chapter 39, at that time, Merodach-Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present to Hezekiah, for he had heard that he had been sick and was recovered. And Hezekiah was glad of them and showed them the house of the precious things, the silver and the gold and the spices and the precious ointment and all the house of his armor and all that was found in his treasures. There was nothing in his house nor in all his dominion that Hezekiah showed them not. Then came Isaiah the prophet unto King Hezekiah and said unto him, what said these men? And from whence came they unto thee? And Hezekiah said, they are come from a far country unto me, even from Babylon. Then said he, what have they seen in thine house? And Hezekiah answered, all that is in mine house have they seen. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not showed them. Then said Isaiah to Hezekiah, hear the word of the Lord of hosts. Behold, the days come, that all that is in thine house, and that which thy fathers have laid up in store until this day, shall be carried to Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith the Lord, and of thy sons that shall issue from thee, which thou shalt beget, shall they take away. And they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. Then said Hezekiah to Isaiah, good is the word of the Lord which thou hast spoken. He said, moreover, for there shall be peace and truth in my days. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you so much for your word, and we're grateful for the opportunity that we have. We're thankful for the opportunity that we have to learn from your word these principles for our lives. And I pray, Lord, that you would help us to glean these truths. I pray you would help us to learn from them and to not follow the pathway of Hezekiah. And so, Lord, we thank you for all that you've done. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Several months ago, I guess maybe even years ago, I did a study on the book of Isaiah. And there's so many wonderful truths in the book of Isaiah, it's hard really to hit them all in a single sermon series. The first section of Isaiah deals with the threat of the Assyrians, and the last section of the book of Isaiah, that would be chapter 39 to chapter 66, it speaks of the threat and the captivity of the Babylonians. And so really, chapter 38 is really the introduction of that next section in the book of Isaiah. Now, we know from the context of the book of Isaiah and really from 2 Chronicles that Hezekiah, King Hezekiah, had been sick. And God had healed him. It was a miraculous healing. God had healed him. And God had given him 15 more years on this earth. And it would seem from Scripture, and the Word of God is our authority, it would seem that because of this miraculous healing from God, Hezekiah became proud. The Bible says this in 2 Chronicles 32, verse 34. It says, in those days Hezekiah was sick to death and prayed unto the Lord, and he spake unto him, and he gave him a sign, but Hezekiah rendered not again according to the benefit done unto him, for his heart was lifted up. And there's that expression there, his heart was lifted up. He became proud. And it's easy for us to become proud at the blessings of God and the benefits of God in our life. C.S. Lewis said this, "If anyone would like to acquire humility, I can. I think tell him the first step. The first step is to realize that one is proud. If you think you're not conceited, it means you are very conceited indeed." 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verse 31 says this, "Howbeit in the business of the ambassadors of the princes of Babylon, who sent unto him to acquire of the wonder that was done in the land, that God left him to try him." And it's an interesting expression there when it talks about Hezekiah. It says that God left him. And we know from the New Testament that a Christian, God never leaves us nor forsakes us. He's always with us. But there are times in our life where we ignore God's working and we decide that we're going to go and we're going to make decisions without God. We're going to go ahead and do things by ourselves. And I think that that was a great illustration of Peter's life when Peter was following Jesus. In the last days of Jesus, Peter did not follow Jesus into the judgment hall. And the outcome of that is he denies the Lord three times. So the Bible says that God allows these events in Hezekiah's life to try his heart, to reveal his heart, to show him what was really present in his heart. And we know that our heart is deceitful above all things. It's desperately wicked. Who can know it? And it is indeed the Lord who searches our heart. God knows everything about us. I really don't think this passage of Scripture is a message really about Hezekiah, as much as it's a message about the human heart and the deception of the human heart. And I think that all of us tonight as believers, I think if we're not careful, we can kind of slide into that attitude, into that thinking where we think we're something. The reality is that it's God who makes the difference in our life. The Bible teaches us in Romans chapter 6, verse 18, "For I know that in me that is in my flesh dwelleth no good thing, for to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not." And so we find in this passage of Scripture the pride that begins to form in the heart of Hezekiah because of this miraculous work of God in his life. And instead of putting the attention on the Lord, he puts the attention on himself. And so I want us to look at three simple pitfalls of pride, where pride will lead us. If we allow pride to take over our life, where does pride take us? And I think we see this in Hezekiah's life. Number one, pride causes us to lose focus. Pride causes us to lose focus. The Bible says in verse 1, "At the time, Merodach-Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present to Hezekiah, for he had heard that he had been sick and was recovered. And Hezekiah was glad of them and showed them the house of his precious things and the silver and the gold and the spices and the precious ointment and all the house of his armor and all that was found in his treasures. There was nothing in his house, nor in all of his dominion that Hezekiah showed unto him." So first of all, let's think about what pride does. It causes us to lose our focus. And I think it's important to understand that pride in itself, it causes us to misplace the proper glory in our life. It causes us to misplace the proper glory in our life. Now, Assyria was a huge threat to both Judah and to Babylon. The king of Babylon didn't care much about Hezekiah. I mean, Judah was a small nation. And so he didn't really care much about Judah. He was only concerned about his own advantages, his own military advantages. Judah was a small nation, and Hezekiah did not care. He did not care of how the Babylonian king thought he was or the power, the might that he had. Hezekiah enjoyed the attention that he was receiving from this Babylonian king. And I find it interesting in 2 Chronicles chapter 32 and verse 31, where the Bible says that the king came, the princes of Babylon, so really some ambassadors or representatives of the king, was sent to Judah. Now, the Bible says here to inquire of the wonder that was done in the land. And the word wonder there speaks of a sign. It speaks of something miraculous that had happened. And obviously that event was the healing of Hezekiah. It was the healing of Hezekiah, and was also the reversal of the shadow. 2 Kings chapter 20 and verse 11 says, "And Isaiah the prophet cried unto the Lord, and he brought the shadow 10 degrees backward, by which it was done gone down in the dial of Ahaz. And at that time, Beredok-Baladan, the son of Baladan, the king of Babylon, sent letters in the present unto Hezekiah, for he had heard that Hezekiah had been sent." So all of this attention was given to Hezekiah because of this miraculous work that was done. And the miraculous work was God spared his life and gave him 15 more years and turned back the dial. Only God could do this. And so the Babylonians wanted to know more about this wonder. Now here's the thing. Instead of Hezekiah talking about God, instead of Hezekiah taking the opportunity and showing the Babylonians all that God had done in his life, what does he do? He shows all of the treasures that he acquired, all of the things that he had done. The glory in our life isn't the things that we have, and the glory of our life isn't even what we do. It's God. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Paul said it this way, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." Israel, Judah was great because of God. But instead of taking opportunity and showing the Babylonians, these pagan Babylonians, the glory of God, Hezekiah made it all about him. Look what I did. Look at all the treasures that I acquired. Look at all the gifts that I have in my life. You see, because of pride, his focus wasn't on bringing glory to God, but it was also on his own achievements. Number two, not only a misplaced glory, but also a misplaced gladness. Look what the Bible says in verse 2. The Bible says, "And Hezekiah was glad of them and showed them the house of his precious things, the silver, the gold, and the spices, and the precious ointment, and all the house of his armor, and all that was found in his treasures." Hezekiah was happy that they came to him. And I'm sure he was happy for the attention that he was getting. But the way the Bible says it here, Hezekiah was glad of them. It's kind of like Hezekiah was thinking to himself, this was an answer to prayer here. This is God's work in my life. This God allowed this to happen. And you know, Hezekiah was not trusting God. Hezekiah wasn't walking with God. By the way, Hezekiah was a good king. He was a good king, and Hezekiah did good things. But he wasn't walking with God at this point in his life. And yet he's talking like God is approving of this. Like this is God's will. This is what God is directing me to do. And so we find a misplaced gladness in his life. And pride will do that. Pride will take the attention away from the glory of God and place that attention on us. It will take the attention on gladness and walking with God and gladness in our own pathway in our life. Number two, what does pride do? Well, we learn from the life of Hezekiah, pride makes us the center of attention. Look what the Bible says in verse 3. Then came Isaiah the prophet unto Hezekiah, King Hezekiah, and said unto him, "What said these men? And from whence came they unto thee?" And Hezekiah said, "They are come from a far country unto me, even from Babylon. Isaiah says to Hezekiah, where did these men come from? What are they looking for? What did they say to you? And we really notice the pride that is in Hezekiah's heart. And we're not assuming that he had pride in his heart. The Bible says he was lifted up. The Bible is our authority here. The Bible says he was lifted up. He had pride in his heart. And God is revealing to us that pride. And it says in verse number 3, it says, well, Hezekiah said, well, they have come unto me. They have come to see me. They've traveled even from Babylon, a far country. They've come to see me. I'm important. They come to talk to me. Now, that is not why they came. They came because they wanted to inquire of the wonder. They wanted to know this event that took place and the healing of Hezekiah and the turning back of the dial. They weren't looking to find Hezekiah or wanted to talk about Hezekiah or talk to Hezekiah. No, they were interested in what was taking place in Judah. But for Hezekiah, it wasn't about the wonder. It was all about him. Because of his pride, he became the center of attention. And this is the voices of pride. The voices of pride is, I didn't get my way. I was offended. I was mistreated. I'm important. And pride makes what should be about the Lord, what should be about God and his glory, pride makes it about us. Isn't that why churches split and crumble? Because people make it about them. Ministry about them, and no longer is it about the Lord. A pastor will say something like this, well, that's my ministry. I built that church. God built that church. That's God's ministry. But when we allow pride to get into our heart, what we make the focus all about us, about our achievements, about what we have done, and we kind of pushed God out of the equation, and this is what was happening in Hezekiah's life. Now, why is this important to protect ourselves from this pride in our heart? Because I think when we allow ourselves to become the focus, we cannot see the threat down the road. Now, the Bible says in verse number four, that there were definitely a threat down the road. But because Hezekiah's focus was all about him, he couldn't see what potentially could happen. He didn't care about the threat down the road because he had become the center of attention. And I think distant things don't seem dangerous in Hezekiah's life or also in our life. When Joshua was conquering the promised land, he was met by a group of ambassadors claiming to be from a distant land. In Joshua chapter 9 and verse 9, the Bible says, and they said unto him, from a very far country thy servants are come because of the name of the Lord thy God, for we have heard the fame of him and all that he did in Egypt. And the Bible says that they were wearing worn-out clothes and carried stale bread. And Joshua went ahead and he made a treaty with them, only to find out a few days later that they were those who were from just around the corner. And the Gibeonites proved to be much trouble for Israel. The reality is that when we focus on ourselves, we don't see the potential danger that is down the road. You see, when we focus on ourselves, we see things differently. The Bible says in verse 4, and he said, what have they seen in thine house? And Hezekiah answered, all that is in mine house have they seen. Now, again, Hezekiah was a good king, and Hezekiah did good things. Hezekiah was a man of God who loved God, but we see that his pride is warping his perspective. And I think we would all agree tonight that a good king is not going to allow the enemy to come into your palace, and you're not going to show them around. You're not going to have a party. You're not going to say, well, here's the armor, and here's our treasures, and here's all of our money, and here's all of our plans. And that's not a good idea from a national security standpoint. That's a bad idea. And Hezekiah knew better. Hezekiah was a good king. And yet because he had lost focus of God, he saw things differently. He dropped his standards, he compromised his convictions, and he let the enemy into his life. And listen, as we read the Bible, we understand this. When we let the devil into our life and we decide to show him around, he's not going to stop until he has everything. Isn't that why Paul told the church at Ephesus, neither give place to the devil? Because he knew that if the devil had even one place in their life, he wouldn't stop with just one place. He would make himself home in their life. And he understood the threat that was down the road. Lot was a righteous man. The Bible says Lot was a righteous man. But Lot looked towards Sodom. He lusted over the lush land. And he soon made Sodom his home. But the problem is, when Lot moved into Sodom, Sodom also moved into Lot. And it compromised his convictions and standards as he saw things differently. And this is what happens with pride. We lose our focus and we start to see things differently. We can't see the threat down the road. And we make decisions based on what we want and not what is right and not which honors the Lord. Number three, and I'll be done tonight. Pride will cost us more than we could ever think. The Bible says in verse number 5, then said Isaiah to Hezekiah, hear the word of the Lord of hosts. Behold, the days come that all that is in thine house and that which thy fathers have laid up in store unto this day shall be carried to Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith the Lord. And of thy sons that shall issue from thee, thou shalt begat, they shall take away, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. Then said Hezekiah to Isaiah, good is the word of the Lord which thou hast spoken. For he said, moreover, for there shall be peace and truth in my days. This is just, I mean, talk about perspective. His perspective is so marred. Isaiah said, listen, I'm going to give you a prophecy now that's going to be hard for you to understand, but the Babylonians are going to come and they're going to take this land captive. And there's going to be nothing left. All that you showed them, all the treasures, all the armor, all the things that you showed this representative of the king of Babylon, I want you to know that everything's going to be carried away. There will be nothing left. And we see the perspective is so marred. And Hezekiah, he says, well, as long as it's going to be good in my days, I'm okay. I don't care about what my children have to go through. Or my children's children, as long as there's peace in my days, then it's good. Now, I think we understand that that is not the proper attitude. And Hezekiah is so lost in his thinking. I mentioned above that the devil won't quit until he has everything, and that's exactly what happens in verse number 5. We find the very first reference in the book of Isaiah of the Babylonian captivity. The first reference. And we see that Hezekiah's decision would impact his children. The decision that he made would have lasting consequences, that his children would pay the price, because pride costs us more than we could ever imagine. And I think we understand our decisions today are going to impact our life today and tomorrow. The Bible says in verse 7, "And thy sons that shall issue from thee, which thou shalt beget, shall they take away, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon." It's interesting, as you study this passage of Scripture, many have suggested that probably the historical records of Merodach, the ambassadors of the Babylonian king, they probably had taken those records of all the treasures, and these records helped Nebuchadnezzar know that he wanted to go to Jerusalem one day. I mean, all of it had lasting consequences. And we see in this passage of Scripture that the impact of that decision not only impacted his life, but also the life of his children. The life of his children. But this is important because we really get to see the heartbeat of pride here. And the heartbeat of pride is simple. It's Hezekiah was only interested in short-term gratification. He was only living for the moment. Look what the Bible says in verse 8. "Then said Hezekiah to Isaiah, Good is the word of the Lord which thou hast spoken. And he said, Moreover, for there shall be peace and truth in my days." As long as I get what I want, then it's all good. I don't know about you, but for me personally, when I'm allowed to drive the ship of my life, I don't do a very good job of it. I make some pretty big mistakes. I'm glad that God doesn't give me what I want. I'm glad that he's a good shepherd. A good shepherd. And when we look at the good shepherd in our life, we see that God leads us to where we need to be. God brings us to the places in our life where we need and not what we want. But Hezekiah was only interested in today. It's dangerous when we live our life for short-term gratification, for just today, for just today, for just today. We want to live our life for the glory of God. You know, where would we be today without the Lord? Amen. Without him, we would fail. You know, you start thinking you know more than God, then you're in for a big surprise. And the story of Hezekiah, he's a godly king. A godly king. One of the best kings. And yet it's a picture of the human heart. My heart, your heart. No matter how spiritual we think we are, at the end of the day, we have a heart that deceives us. And that's why we need to give the reins of our life to the Lord and let the Lord direct our life. Because pride causes us to lose focus. It's a misplaced glory. It's a misplaced gladness. And pride makes it all about us, not about God. It all glory should be to the Lord. But we don't see the threats down the road because of our pride. And we see things differently. And pride costs us more than we'll ever know. It impacts others. And we will live for just today and care less about tomorrow. But I'm glad today it's about the Lord and his work in our life. You know the old song, "Without him, I could do nothing. Without him, I'd surely fail. Without him, I would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Oh Jesus, do you know him today? Please don't turn him away. Oh Jesus, without him, how lost I would be." And the important part of the Christian life is not to have it all figured out. Because I don't have it all figured out. It's to allow Christ to live
through us.
And that's the strength of the Christian life. I heard the story, a donkey awakened, his mind still savoring the afterglow of the most exciting day of his life. Never before had he felt such a rush of pleasure and pride. He walked into town and he found a group of people by the well. I'll show myself to them, he thought, but they didn't notice him at all. Then he went on drawing, their water and paid him no mind. Throw your garments down, he said crossly. Don't you know who I am? And they just looked at him in amazement. Someone slapped him across the tail and ordered him to move. Miserable heathens, he muttered to himself. I'll go to the market. The market is where the good people are. They'll remember me. But the same thing happened. No one paid any attention to that donkey. He strutted down that main street, thought he owned the place. But nobody cared. He thought to himself, the palm branches. Where are all the palm branches? Yesterday you threw palm branches. Hurt and confused, the donkey returned home to his mother. Foolish child, she said gently, don't you know that without him, you're just an ordinary donkey? Without him, it's God that makes the difference in our life. And when we allow pride to get into our life, it becomes about us and not about him. And that was the problem with Hezekiah. It was never about Hezekiah. It was always about God. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you so much for your word. And we're grateful for you.